Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for CEO Exclusive, brought to you by Annona Enterprises.
Good morning. This is John Coffin, broadcasting live from the Vistage Executive Summit. And I'm joined today by Aviva Lebo-Wolmer, the CEO of Pacesetter, and Betsy Nolan. And good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today. This is we're really a buzz here at the Executive Summit. There's a lot going on. Thank you for taking the time out of the schedule. Aviva, tell us about Pacesetter and describe your firm.
So Pacesetter is the most technologically advanced and innovative steel distributor in the country. We like to say that we start with steel because we are a collaborative partner to all of our business partners trying to find a way to impact and improve their bottom line.
And the company's been in business since?
We 38 years this month.
Congratulations on your longevity. That's fantastic. And Betsy, what's your role at the company?
My role is Vice President of Strategic Alignment. And my purpose is to support the vivid vision that Aviva described to us and announced to us last September on our 37th anniversary.
Fantastic. Now, the theme of today is about being in 2015, but having 2020 vision. And talk a little bit about your hopes and aspirations for the next 5 years for Pacesetter and how strategy fits into that.
Well, we have our vivid vision for 2017, so we know what we're going to look like on December 31st. And we need to keep working on achieving that. We've already come a long ways, and it's really, really exciting. The main goal's really to become more of a collaborative business partner, like I stated earlier, and find ways to become more profitable both for ourselves, for our customers, and for the community around us, as well as our associates. As far as our vision, it's just to keep growing as an organization and to really focus on finding the customers whose needs we can meet and impact. And that goes way beyond steel.
And how does strategy connect in with that vision? It's interesting because sometimes you think about vision and it's big and it's great, and then you know there's the actual execution of it. Talk a little bit, Betsy, about how that strategy and execution is happening there.
Well, the strategy is the easy part. And what we find is that most organizations struggle with the execution. So we try to take bite-sized pieces and execute a little bit at a time. One of the things that is most frustrating for associates, for business people, is to have too much execution coming at one time. So the best thing we can do is just to take one idea at a time and get it out there, make sure everyone understands it through collaboration, through positive and effective communication.
So avoid the strategic waterfall, huh?
Well, we've all been a part of the waterfall. I've been a part of the waterfall.
Yeah, right? Or whirlwind, however you want to describe it.
The whirlwind, yes. Yeah. Whirlwind's going on right now, too.
Right. That's great. You talked about being different in a fairly traditional industry, steel. Talk about innovation. How does that happen at Pacesetter, and how do you as the CEO kind of drive innovation?
So we are a commoditized industry, but I think we distinguish ourselves in that we really look past our products and look to partnering and what our customers' needs really are. But the only way we can service those needs is the key thing that Pacesetter has going for it, and that's our talent, our people. Our new slogan, Our People, Your Advantage, it is so true to the core of who we are. We have amazing, specialized, talented individuals with unique skills that I think that's very different than the rest of our industry, and that's what distinguishes us.
So obviously you're growing. You mentioned growing. That's going to take more staff, more people, more partners in your business. As you think about that next stage of finding those talented people, what are some of the opportunities that you see out in the market?
Well, there are so many great people out there. It's steel being the industry it is, seemingly antiquated, it's usually harder to find talent. But we have such a unique culture that really engages our associates. We have an idea wall that people write all over with what they see happening and how they think the company can grow and be better. When we bring talent in, they don't see a steel company. They see more of a Google or an IT type of company, and it makes our industry interesting again. So we have a lot of things that I think have been helping us attract that talent. I don't feel like we're in a position where we're out seeking people. We have people really starting to come to us, and we're able to be more selective and find the right fits.
And when we get people in the door, whether it's to interview them, for us to be interviewed by them, it's the energy. It's that very energy and optimism that is palpable in our organization. And right away, people want to join our organization. That's exciting. That's very exciting.
That's a huge competitive weapon to really have an attractive environment that is immediate when you come in there and you see it. So we're here at Vistage. You know, Aviva, you've been involved with the Vistage Group for a while. Betsy, you're thinking about it. What are some of the things that hit you as you kind of experienced the Vistage scenario for a couple of hours?
Well, just the arrival was, oh my goodness, here I am. There are so many people here. The speakers are fantastic. You get caught up into the moment. In fact, I knew I was supposed to be out here at 11 o'clock, and Aviva had to tap me and say, let's go, because I was already listening to a speaker. It's almost like you're at a Broadway show, and you can't feel yourself breathing or anything. You're just captivated in the moment. So there's so much talent everywhere. The energy, it's very much indescribable.
Aviva, what have you gotten out of your Vistage Group over the last couple of years?
Well, our associates may not know it or realize it, although Betsy's getting the chance to, but Vistage has changed our organization. The Vivid Vision, that was an idea I heard at the Executive Summit last year. Same with the Can You Imagine It wall that we have. I have learned so much from my peers at Vistage. They've challenged me to think about things differently and better. And all the speakers are honestly dynamic, energetic, and amazing. So I have gotten a huge variety of things out of Vistage, and I would highly recommend it.
So for business leaders and CEOs who are thinking about being involved in a Vistage Group, you commit a day a month, but what does that look and feel like? What is that day really, what do they get out of that day? What's the value proposition from your perspective of Vistage?
So a day a month sounds scary from a CEO's perspective, stepping right out of the business that much. And the value is indescribable about what that day is like. We meet in the morning. Some of the times we have a speaker who provides, you know, interesting information or a new idea for us. Then we discuss it as a group and figure out the different value that each of us sees, which is a different perspective because we're all in different businesses and industries. But then we share issues and ideas that are going on in our organization. And that's probably the most valuable piece for me, because as we challenge each other to do things differently, to hold each other accountable, to look at things from a different perspective, those are things I can't get from my internal community. Mm-hmm. At Paysetter, you know, like I said, we have so many talented people, but we live and breathe Paysetter every day. I need other people to challenge me to think about things as they see them in their industries and help bring those ideas back to the table.
So you're open to having Betsy join a group as well as kind of a key executive on your team?
I am one who recommended her be here today. Our vice president of procurement is in one of the key executive groups. After being in Vistage for about a year, I truly believe in the organization and the value that it's brought to Paysetter and to myself personally.
And now I can look back over the last 12 months and almost pick out the day after the Vistage meeting when Aviva walked in the office and your phone rings, she wants to talk with you, and you walk in and you engage at a very different level. And now I can see it. All the pieces are coming together.
It's truly inspiring. And you come back and the energy that you have after that day and the amount of productivity you have the rest of that week is incredible.
That's great. We're going to kind of take a little bit of a turn and kind of draw back a bit to 30,000 feet. I'm going to ask you What is the best business advice you've ever received? Not given, but received.
Ooh, that's a hard one to think of what the best is, because I've gotten a lot of good advice. One of the things, actually, it comes from Vistage. Our coach, Larry Hart, is very into fierce conversations. And he has encouraged me to have several of those and to really have a real communication with people that I may be having challenges with. And I think that ability to stop, look outside myself, and figure out how to communicate most effectively has probably been one of the biggest impacts I've had. I've had several difficult conversations that have gone extremely well and turned out very different than I ever could have imagined.
And that Fierce Conversations, I believe, is a book. Is that right?
It is.
Can we have a shout out to the author just so that everybody's available? We'll check on that. We can't remember what the author's name is. Hey, Betsy, what about you? Best business advice that you've received?
Best business advice is more action-oriented, just getting things done. It's one thing to talk about getting things done. It's another thing to get things done. Mm-hmm. And once you start into a mindset of just getting things accomplished each and every day, that's when you can step outside and start looking for planning down the road. And I would say that advice was probably my father's. He was very very much administrative and just knocked things off of his list. And you start to get recognized when those things happen.
That's great. Both great advice. Thank you very much. In a situation here where there's just a lot of energy, a lot going on, what is it that's, as you look forward, what's next? What's on the horizon? What's maybe, you talked about your vision, but what are some of the components of that for the next few years?
A lot of opportunity and a lot of fun, if you really want to be honest. I told you we have a lot of engagement, a lot of motivation. I can't wait to see the ideas that are going to come from my team and work with Betsy on finding ways to implement them. I'm really looking forward to what the future is going to bring. And I think it's going to be based in excitement, ideas, innovation, and new technology.
Yeah, the more fun you can bring to the day, the more productive and efficient the day becomes. And there's no better place to be when you don't realize you are at the office. You are just, you're living your life. And it doesn't matter if it's your home, if you're at the grocery store, or if you're at work. And to harness all of that energy and positive look towards the future is just a lot of fun.
Fun is sometimes not a word that you hear in business lexicon. How do you create fun or encourage fun within your culture? I know it's a big part of your culture, Aviva, but talk about that a little bit.
It is. It's about engaging associates in the process, and that becomes fun in and of itself. We just launched a new brand about a week and a half ago, and we didn't just hand out new logos and new shirts to everybody and tell everybody here it is. We gave them teasers along the way, and then we had a celebration. We had put together a contest with mini golf courses that people created out of donations that they brought in of canned goods that later went to Must Ministries, and we competed on those golf courses. It was a lot of excitement, a lot of fun. There was the most creative golf course, and we used things from our brand to build it up, so it was a part of the brand. Part of the Vivid Vision is community involvement, and so that became a part of it. So it was a celebration of who we are, and all the things that we've accomplished and where we're going.
So really kind of connecting vision with your employees, with the community, that's a great recipe for fun, I guess.
There was a lot of teamwork in that too. We were placed in teams, and you realize the impact of teamwork and how much you rely on one another.
Thank you both for being with us today. This has been a lot of fun. Congratulations on Pacesetter's continued success, and tell our listeners how they can learn more about your great company.
Well, you can come see our brand new, really designed website, www.teampacesetter.com. There's all kinds of ways to contact us on there and a lot of information about what we do and who we are.
Fantastic. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.